WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time is 2:51, and here is Greg in Eden, and I will need help, Tanner, getting Greg up on the line. Greg, you are on. Welcome to the show, sir. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tom. So I just left my son's house, and the town condemned his house, and his barn is completely gone, and three vehicles are destroyed. And the barn across the street is the big barn that got taken down on the farm.
Is this the one that's by? Is this one that is relatively close to the Forestville Fire Department?
Yes.
Okay. And was your son at one time involved in like the streets department in your part of the world? Are we talking about the same guy?
No.
Okay.
My son works in Grand Island, and actually the company he works for wants to send a whole shift of people from work and pay them to come and help clean up.
Oh, that is amazing. That is really outstanding. Applause
and
to...
Then,
Applause to them. But without naming companies, Greg, has your son made any contact with the homeowners insurance company with which he deals?
Yes. The adjuster just left, and he was really, really good. And Channel 2 and Channel 4 News were there. And a restaurant in Hamburg contacted them. I'm trying not to say names. And they... brought lunch over for everybody because we have like 15 family members there doing tree work and cutting things up and cleaning up the yard.
Wow. That, you know, that's one of the great things about Western New York. I mean, we do have our issues with taxes and government and regulation, but the people of this area, there is a sense of community that you do not find in other places, and it resonates loud and clear every time we have a situation arise like this, sir. And your son, talk a little bit more about the damage sustained by his property.
Well, his barn is completely gone. Like, literally, there is no barn. It's in trees across the street. It's gone. He had two vehicles in the barn. They're destroyed. His wife's car was in the driveway, and a tree fell on the roof. His windows all blew out. The bathroom door literally blew right off the hinges. They tell you to hide in the bathroom, but... it literally blew the bathroom door off the hinges and blew the shower out and collapsed the tub and everything. Now, his wife was home with two of the kids and just had an eerie feeling and said, come on, kids, in the basement right now. And as they were closing the bathroom door or the basement door, the kitchen windows all blew out into the kitchen. In 10 more seconds, they would have been covered in glass.
Oh. My heart is skipping a beat here or more, and I think people listening are going through the same thing. Continue, please.
I will say one thing. They're in tears for the people reaching out to help them and volunteering and bringing things over. There was a guy who came from Lewiston on his vacation to bring over water and juice boxes and stuff. The community support is insane. The talent supervisor came, make sure everybody was okay. It's the outpouring of support is tremendous. The community is just top notch.
And specifically, the township or village is?
Eden.
Wow. I mean, everybody obviously familiar with the Eden Corn Festival and the yellow gold that grows in those fields in Eden, but the golden hearts of the people of Eden and the surrounding areas here in Western New York obviously thumping and beating loud and clear. I hope we have a chance to continue our conversation after the news that's coming up at 3 o'clock, but in case
I actually have to go.
Well, here's what I would like you to do, if you would do me the kindness. Would you speak with Tanner Saunders off the air, and would you give him your name and phone number? Because I strongly suspect that Lisa Polizzi and the people in the News Radio 930 WBEN newsroom would like to follow up on this story, perhaps with your son or family members, because it is a tremendous story of the helping nature of the people of Western New York. So would you be so kind to do that for us?
Sure.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate that. Going to put you on hold on News Radio 930 WBEN. That is a great story. And again, what do we do here in Western New York? We help each other. And I know other communities help each other as well. People in Louisiana, when the floods hit, will go on their boats from house to house. I get that. But in terms of helpful and caring neighbors, and in Greg's son's case, a helpful and caring employer, just tremendously well done. Just outstanding. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly. And we will definitely get a follow-up to that story, if not later today, certainly during the news tomorrow morning with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski on News Radio 930 WBEN. And well done you, those of you helping the fella in Eden, New York. It's 4:45. Let's get back to Greg now in Eden. Greg was our first caller today, and Greg's son is Steve, and their home in Eden was destroyed yesterday. And Greg, I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly. The damage done to your son's home, pardon me, home, was so severe that the home needs to be demolished?
It doesn't need to be demolished, but it's condemned for right now until a structural engineer comes and inspects it. And there's actually 9 homes in Eden right now that are condemned.
Now, condemned means that the certificate of occupancy is lifted. Nobody can live in there. Is that what that means?
Correct. Until they're inspected and deemed safe to live in.
Are they allowed to go back inside to get underwear and T-shirts and stuff for the kids and themselves?
The sign actually says, do not enter, but we've been going in.
Well, I mean, hey, you need underwear. Don't feel bad, because on vacation back in October, the block in which I was staying caught fire, so I had to do the stupid thing and go back into the room and get the passport out and a whole bunch of legal documents out, not to mention some clothes. Forgot all about all of the fresh underwear that I had, so we had to have an emissary go the next day to get the undies out of the burned-out room in Jamaica. And I understand your son's anxiety over that. Not to mention, Greg, the family heirlooms, the photographs, everything like that.
Correct. So the insurance company already set up for inspector to come tomorrow afternoon and do the structural engineering study to see if it's safe to enter the building. So hopefully they might be able to go in there tomorrow, depending on what the structural engineer finds. And on the other side, with the heat we've been having, underwear is not really an issue, because it's better not to have mons.
Oh, Greg is going commando. We have a confession from Greg. Well played, sir. Well played. You've called the right program from Eden, New York, let me tell you. Now, so basically right now, your son and his family are in a period of not knowing. There are a lot of variables at play here, like will the house need to be torn down, or is it structurally sound enough to do a rebuild? That has got to be causing you and his family a great deal of stress.
Correct. However, the insurance company wrote a check for a bunch of money to pay for a hotel and
food at restaurants and everything. Until that they can figure out if they could live there or what they got to do.
Now, you were talking
earlier. The insurance
earlier,
company has been awesome.
And obviously, we don't name companies.
No, I'm not saying who the company is.
Oh, I know. I wanted to commend you for not doing it earlier, and that was also going to be a friendly reminder not to do it, even though I'd like to give them props because they sound like a real outstanding company with which to...
What I'd really like to do is to give props to the restaurant that delivered food to all of us that were there cleaning up the yard and what we could do.
I don't have a problem with that. Who would you like to throw props out for?
It was Butera's restaurant in Hamburg, and Jimmy Butera is an awesome guy, and he posted on Facebook challenging other restaurants and business owners to step up and help the 9 families that are homeless right now.
Are all of those 9 families staying in the same hotel around Eden?
I don't know. I don't know where anybody's staying right now. And actually, I don't even know. I know a couple of them are like by my son's house, but the majority, I mean, it was bad on East Eden Road where he lives, but the majority of the damage was on Sisson Highway, which is still completely closed down, which is Route 75. And from what the fire department told me and the town supervisor, because I spoke with him, there were like whole second floors of houses ripped off with the floor joists and everything ripped right out of the houses.
Ugh. Hey, Greg, stick with us. And if Jimmy Butera wants to call, Jimmy, you absolutely may call in. And that's a question. There's a situation where I have no problem at all giving props, even if we name the business. It's like it's so subjective sometimes, but I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that. So, Jimmy Butera, you can call in and talk about your generosity and you're assisting the 9 families, not 9 people, 9 families in Eden who are homeless as a result of the storms yesterday. We have a lot more to talk about with Greg, who is the father of Steve, who lost his home. Greg putting out a shout to Jimmy Butera and Butera's restaurant for generous donations of food for the 9 families, not people, but families, made homeless by the storms yesterday, which were particularly ferocious in Eden. And Jimmy, you can call in anytime. Greg is the father of Steve, who is the guy who lost his home. And Greg, something you said earlier, talking about community support, and I think this is remarkable. Your son works at a business on Grand Island, and that business is actually helping with its employees on its dime, on its time, your son dig out all of the and remove as much debris as they possibly can. May I ask what line of work that company does? Is this something they would do in the ordinary course of business?
No, it's a pharmaceutical company and they make narcotics.
Oh.
Like fentanyl and all that.
Ah, and of course, we're talking hospital fentanyl. We're not talking about the illegal stuff. Fentanyl does have legitimate medical purposes. They use it a lot when you're having an angiogram done, and it is powerful. But you hear about the horrible stuff from Mexico and China, but there is legitimate fentanyl out there that is manufactured. I didn't want people to get the wrong idea, Greg, and sometimes they do. So the people,
correct.
Hey, just wanted to clear that up, man. I've got your back on this. So how many volunteers showed up today and how much progress has been made? Is there noticeable progress given the amount of devastation?
East Eden Road is a 2-lane small road and they wanted to send 200 people over. So my son actually declined because there's nowhere for the cars to park or for the people to go. So we didn't use any of them. We had about 15 family members cleaning up.
Do you see any any sun emerging from beyond the clouds, and I'm speaking metaphorically, have you made any visible progress today?
Yes, we have all the trees cut up, all the branches, everything's cut up and stacked. We had dump trailers full of stuff that people donated, dump trailers, businesses, and came over and let us fill them and hauled away a lot of the debris. So we did do a lot of yard cleanup. We couldn't do anything with the house, obviously, but we pretty much have the yard cleaned up.
Well,
I
hope that you're talking with the insurance company about getting people paid or reimbursed for some of this stuff, because obviously you start talking about dumpster rentals and equipment rentals, and you're looking at some big money.
Yeah, they will pay for that. However, a lot of the stuff all over the yard was trees. As you're aware, trees make a whole lot of mess, and there's a lot of trees. So insurance companies do not cover tree removal unless the tree fell on the house, which didn't happen. So all of the, as far as pieces of the barn and the metal roof and everything that's all over, like literally across the street and in the trees, the metal cleanup is covered, but tree debris is not covered.
Well, Jim, Greg, we may bother you again in the next hour, and I talked to your son off air during one of the breaks, and hopefully we'll get a chance to put him on the air. You know, Greg, do us a favor and tell Steve, your son, say, you know, I think you've worked hard enough today. You need to take a break and maybe talk to that idiot on the radio so he stops calling you. We just need about 10 minutes of his time, and I'd be very grateful.
All right, I'll let him know.
Thanks, buddy.
I did tell him you were going to call. He's kind of tired of talk. He's on Channel 2 and Channel 4 were there interviewing him, and he's actually a very private person. And it's very hard for him. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's just going to be two fellas talking. We just happen to be on the radio, but I want to be respectful of his time and your time. But
yep.
I would love to speak with him, but his mental health and physical health are priority number one.
Correct.
You're his dad. You know him better than I do, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'll let you work things out on your end, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm certainly not going to take it personally. I just wish you and your family the very, very best. Thank you so much.
I will let him know. And by the way, I'm after your job, Tom.
Well, from the conversation we've had, You have a very strong chance of obtaining your goal, Greg. Thank you, and well done. Well done. Appreciate it, Greg.
Except,
thank you.
Except I'm older than you.
I didn't think that was possible. I remember the first trilobite that bit me. It was horrible. Thank you, Greg, from Eden on WBEN. I know, as far as I know, we've never talked before, but he sounds like a super cool guy. Just saying. Well, you know, one of the things I love about this area is the fact that we are, in fact, the world's largest living room. And I'm very grateful that having been on the air for as long as I've been on the air, that people who are having very busy and stress-filled days still are generous enough with their time to join us on this program and relate their stories to us. And that means a lot to me. Your trust means a lot to me. And joining us right now on WBEN, we have Steve Bonas, whose dad is Greg. And Steve, I know that you've had a very long and very stressful day. You probably didn't get too much sleep last night at all. I know that maybe talking on the radio might not be the most comfortable thing, but we'll make this as pain-free as possible for you. First of all, the stupid question, but it's one that kind of opens up the floor to you and kind of gets you to relax a little bit. How are you holding up? What's going on?
Tom, if I'm going to be honest with you here, the only reason why I even decided to you know, talk to the media is because we're so overwhelmed with the amount of people that are helping us, and we are just so like overjoyed with how everything is transpiring. Like, we lost, you know, our whole farm, and people reaching out to us and helping where they can, you know, do what they can. It's unbelievable. And I can't believe that I'm on the receiving end of this, but that's kind of hard for me. You know, usually I'm, you know, trying to help other people out, but this is like, I don't know, I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah, you're the one driving the tractor to get the snow off other people's driveways, and now here you are, the beneficiary of a lot of love and a lot of help coming your way. Let's just take a step back, if we could, to yesterday. When were you informed, and how were you informed, that basically your home was in a state of extreme damage?
I was actually at work. I was in a meeting. And I got a text from my wife during the meeting, and I responded to her that, you know, I'm in a meeting and I'll call you when I'm done. And she said, no, I need you to call me right now. Our house just got hit by a tornado. And it's just like, I just lost it. I don't even know how else to describe it. It's just, I couldn't believe it.
Go ahead.
I'm so thankful that her quick thinking got everybody safe. I mean, all this other stuff is really secondary. Like, I can't describe how great she is for getting everybody safe, including herself. You know, we had two kids home at the time. We have four total. She got them, everybody in the basement. Like, I don't even think there was a second to spare by the time that the door was closed and I think the tornado had hit. So there was like glass breaking in the house at the time when they were getting down there. And then from what she was telling me, it only lasted, you know, 10 to 30 seconds, and then it was over. So, I mean, there would have been no time for them to get out of harm's way.
Well, your wife, obviously a very clear-thinking lady in very dire circumstances. Your dad, Greg, told us the story earlier, but can you talk about how your wife was able to manage grabbing the two kids that were home literally milliseconds before the tornado hit your house?
I don't even know how to answer that, really. I mean, she's superwoman. There's not... There's not a stronger person in the world in my eyes. There's just not. It's unbelievable. I mean, her quick thinking and that, you know, I could have been in way worse shape personally if I had lost her and the kids. Like, I don't even know. I'm so thankful for her. I would not want to be going through this without anybody else. I could tell you that. So.
Yeah, that is just so refreshing and beautiful to hear, Steve. I can't even begin to tell you. Your dad described a situation where, with the tornado feet away from your house, your wife got the two kids that were home, and just as she closed the door of the basement, the glass of your kitchen basically went all over the place, and had she not gotten those kids and herself out of harm's way, you know, you could have had serious lacerations to arteries. You could have had glass in the eye. There are so many horrible things that could have happened. And it was a question of split seconds, which is just amazing. As she tells you the story, can you maybe put it into her words?
I mean, you literally just described it exactly as she did. I don't know, like, how to expand on that. I mean, okay. It's, you know, she saw it coming. She thought real fast, and she yelled to the kids to get downstairs, you know, get into the basement. And as the door was shutting, boom, everything was happening. You know, 30 seconds later, 10 to 30 seconds later, it was over.
So, Steve, I'm thinking about you being at work on Grand Island and getting the text and having the conversation with your wife about a tornado hit the house. Was that the longest drive ever from Grand Island to Eden?
If there's any police on, I hope that they shut the radio off. But yeah. I was, you know, I was really scooting the best I could to get home. They had a lot of clothes.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about this area is the fact that we are, in fact, the world's largest living room. And I'm very grateful that having been on the air for as long as I've been on the air, that people who are having very busy and stress-filled days still are generous enough with their time to join us on this program and relate their stories to us. And that means a lot to me. Your trust means a lot to me. And joining us right now on WBEN, we have Steve Bonas, whose dad is Greg. And Steve, I know that you've had a very long and very stressful day. You probably didn't get too much sleep last night at all. I know that maybe talking on the radio might not be the most comfortable thing, but we'll make this as pain-free as possible for you. First of all, the stupid question, but it's one that kind of opens up the floor to you and kind of gets you to relax a little bit. How are you holding up? What's going on?
Tom, if I'm going to be honest with you here, the only reason why I even decided to you know, talk to the media is because we're so overwhelmed with the amount of people that are helping us, and we are just so like overjoyed with how everything is transpiring. Like we lost, you know, our whole farm, and people reaching out to us and helping where they can, you know, do what they can. It's unbelievable, and I can't believe that I'm on the receiving end of this, but that's kind of hard for me. You know, usually I'm, you know, trying to help other people out, but this is like, I don't know, I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah, you're the one driving the tractor to get the snow off other people's driveways, and now here you are, the beneficiary of a lot of love and a lot of help coming your way. Let's just take a step back, if we could, to yesterday. When were you informed, and how were you informed, that basically your home was in a state of extreme damage?
I was actually at work. I was in a meeting. And I got a text from my wife during the meeting, and I responded to her that, you know, I'm in a meeting and I'll call you when I'm done. And she said, no, I need you to call me right now. Our house just got hit by a tornado. And it's just like, I just lost it. I don't even know how else to describe it. It's just, I couldn't believe it.
Go ahead.
I'm so thankful that her quick thinking got everybody safe. I mean, all this other stuff is really secondary. Like, I can't describe how great she is for getting everybody safe, including herself. You know, we had two kids home at the time. We have four total. She got them, everybody in the basement. Like, I don't even think there was a second to spare by the time that the door was closed and I think the tornado had hit. So there was like glass breaking in the house at the time when they were getting down there. And then from what she was telling me, it only lasted, you know, 10 to 30 seconds, and then it was over. So, I mean, there would have been no time for them to get out of harm's way.
Well, your wife, obviously a very clear-thinking lady in very dire circumstances. Your dad, Greg, told us the story earlier, but can you talk about how your wife was able to manage grabbing the two kids that were home literally milliseconds before the tornado hit your house?
I don't even know how to answer that, really. I mean, she's superwoman. There's not... There's not a stronger person in the world in my eyes. It's just, there's just not. It's unbelievable. I mean, her quick thinking and that, you know, I could have been in way worse shape personally if I had lost her and the kids. Like, I don't even know. I'm so thankful for her. I would not want to be going through this without anybody else. I could tell you that. So.
Yeah, that is just so refreshing and beautiful to hear, Steve. I can't even begin to tell you. Your dad described a situation where, with the tornado feet away from your house, your wife got the two kids that were home, and just as she closed the door of the basement, the glass of your kitchen basically went all over the place. And had she not gotten those kids and herself out of harm's way, you know, you could have had serious lacerations to arteries. You could have had glass in the eye. There are so many horrible things that could have happened. And it was a question of split seconds, which is just amazing. As she tells you the story, can you maybe put it into her words?
I mean, you literally just described it exactly as she did. I don't know, like, how to expand on that. I mean, okay. It's, you know, she saw it coming. She thought real fast, and she yelled to the kids to get downstairs, you know, get into the basement. And as the door was shutting, boom, everything was happening. You know, 30 seconds later, 10 to 30 seconds later, it was over.
So, Steve, I'm thinking about you being at work on Grand Island and getting the text and having the conversation with your wife about a tornado hit the house. Was that the longest drive ever from Grand Island to Eden?
If there's any police on, I hope that they shut the radio off. But yeah. I was really scooting the best I could to get home. They had a lot of closures too in this area, rightfully so. I mean, there were, you know, power lines down and everything, and a lot of damage. I mean, my house was hit very hard compared to, you know, a lot of other people, I guess. But you know, I honestly don't even know the extent of what's going on, because I've been kind of in my own world here, you know. And I know that they set up a GoFundMe. I haven't looked at it or anything, so I don't really know what's going on with that. But like, I can't begin to describe how, you know, all of this stuff is just overwhelming. Like, it's crazy.
I can well imagine. Steve Bonus is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN from Eden. He lost his home yesterday, and so did eight other families in Eden, New York.
There were
and
eight Steve, others?
From what your dad says, eight other families are homeless as well.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's amazing. Steve, I know that Jimmy Butera has been grateful, or has been generous enough to send food over your ways, over your way, and beverages as well. Can you give a shout out to the many people who have been of great assistance to you? People that, in some cases, I'm sure you don't even know.
I mean, Jimmy was fantastic. I couldn't believe that. There's electrical contractors that came out. Ferguson Electric and Fry Electric came out to help me, which is not, I don't believe it's their forte. I'm not 100% sure exactly that they don't work on residential, to my knowledge. Fried is not typically,
but I know Kent and Lori Fry. They're very great people.
Okay. I couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, they came out and, you know, they helped us set up so our freezers don't, so we don't lose all of our food. There's a crew over at Superior Decks that came over to help with debris cleanup, just like the trees and stuff like that. That's, you know, we have some stuff that's not going to be covered by our homeowners, like tree debris and stuff like that. And, you know, we have a lot of trees on our property, and they came over and, you know, they helped us move everything out of the way. And I can't say enough about them. Like, you know, they helped tarp off our roof. If I had to do this stuff by myself, I don't even know where I would start.
Well, it's absolutely overwhelming. Were you able to, one of the things that's very important for you right now, Steve, is to make sure that you get at least a few hours sleep every night. Were you able to get any last night?
I got some, not much, you know. It's a lot different not sleeping in your bed. It's a lot different when you're on vacation, not sleeping in your bed. You know what I mean? It's not an easy thing.
I'm guessing that you held your wife closer than you've held her possibly in many months.
You don't even know. I've probably told her 100 times today how grateful I am of her and how amazing that she is to me. It's just, it's unbelievable.
I tell you, she sounds like an amazing lady, and you guys sound like an absolutely incredible couple. In addition to Jimmy Butera and Fry Electric and Ferguson Electric, are there some other people that you'd like to thank for their generosity? They don't even know you, and they're investing in your recovery.
There's just so many off the top of my head. Our church family at Hamburg Wesleyan, you know, they've been just amazing. I'm sorry, it seems like, you know, everything's like kind of a blur right now. There's been such an outpouring of people that have come over, especially like my work. I can't even say enough about them. They're unbelievably awesome. I've been, you know, kind of in contact with them. It's tough for me to, you know, with everything going on, be in contact with them, but like I just the outpouring of people from work that have reached out to me, the outpouring of you know, like our management team helping out any way that they can. I mean, anything that you know I could possibly need, I've gotten a phone call on, like, hey, don't worry about it, we got you. They've actually offered to give me 3 paid days off to, you know, which doesn't sound like much, but I'll tell you, anything helps in this, you know, when dealing with all this. And I had like a whole, you know, group of people, you know, willing to line up and come out and help. And I couldn't believe it. It's just, I can't say enough. They're just amazing.
Well, it sounds like you have an amazing circle of friends. It sounds like you have an amazing circle of work friends, an amazing family headed off, of course, number one on the list, your amazing wife. And it's like, if you feel comfortable giving her first name, you may. And if you don't feel comfortable, I totally get it. Would you like to recognize her by name, or would you rather not?
I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, Colleen... her name is Colleen. She is probably the best person I've ever met and known and got to know. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here. It's just very overwhelming. I mean, I can't say enough about everybody just coming out. It's or reaching out even. It's just crazy to me. Like, Our whole life is basically invested into our little farm here. I mean, it's not much to talk about. It's just a little farm. But
it's your farm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was our sanctuary. This is what we work for. And I'm not mad about or upset about all this, because I have my wife and my kids, and they're all safe. And so that, to me, that doesn't really matter. But all the secondary stuff, I mean, people reaching out and helping is just, it's amazing.
Well, Steve, as time moves on, not just you, but the other families who have been made homeless, I'm going to talk with some people here at the radio station. I'll talk with some people in the local music community, and we'll see if we can't put together something like a fundraiser to help everybody out with the non-covered expenses you are incurring as a result of circumstances that are absolutely beyond your control. And let me talk with some folks about that, and if that's something in which you'd have an interest. Now, in Eden, I got to believe you're a country music guy.
You'd be surprised that I actually enjoy I do love country music. There's not too many genres of music I'm not a fan of, so.
Well, we can see if we can't put something together for you and the other families that were made homeless, in addition to whatever GoFundMe is going on. Steve, I know that you're going through hell right now. I know that the world is upside down for you right now. And I just, number one, please make sure you get sleep. Please make sure you get rest. Number two, I think I speak on behalf of everybody listening. You and your wife, Colleen, have an absolutely amazing and awesome marriage. and hearing a husband talking about his wife in such loving terms is so refreshing, and it's so beautiful, and it sounds like you have a beautiful family and a magnificent circle of friends, which I suspect is going to grow even wider, especially now as you are in cleanup mode. But I also think I speak on behalf of a lot of people. Please take care of yourself, because you're in a marathon right now and not a sprint.
I agree with that. I do appreciate that. I don't know. It's just it's very tough.
Well, you have my cell phone number, and you can reach out anytime. And if there's anything that I can do, I'm thinking of a like I said, a benefit concert. I think we can work out some details, and I think we can be of some assistance, not just to you, but to the other families rendered.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if there's other people that need help too, I mean, there's such a good community here just in Western New York. I hope they do reach out if they need it. I never thought I would. I really didn't. I never thought in a million years I would ever need help from something like this. And then it happened.
Well, you know? I've also got a phenomenal group of people that are neighbors who have helped me out of many a jam around here. And I want to thank you for joining us so much, and I want you to stay in touch, but please, please, please take care of yourself and get rest, because this is a long-term thing, and unfortunately, it's going to be hanging over your head for a while, but every day you'll see progress made, and some of these uncertainties and unknown variables are going to go away, like once the insurance people tell you that you can rebuild or it's got to be totally torn down. At least you'll have an answer to that variable to which you do not have an answer right now. But I want to thank you so much for joining us amidst the hurly-burly of what has been going on. Very, very kind of you. And on behalf of everybody listening, a very big hug to you, Colleen, and your children. And really an honor and a pleasure speaking with you, sir. Thank you.
If I can, Tom, I just want to say thanks to everybody. And, you know, out there that has done any, you know, helped us in any way. Like, and I'm sorry if I don't remember everything right this second, like everything just seems like a blur, but it's unbelievable. And I'm just forever indebted to everyone around here. We had an opportunity to actually move out of state a while ago and a few years ago, and we decided to stay because of the, you know, we love the community here. And I can't get over how great everything has gone. I mean, you know, in retrospect to that.
Well, somebody once told me things happen for a reason. And, you know, there are some places which might seem awfully appealing, and you'd have a lot of people coming over only to see what they could steal from your place that's still of any good. And that certainly isn't the case for you. Steve, again, it's such a pleasure speaking with you, and I love what you had to say about your wife and your family and everybody helping. And let me tell you something, too. Your dad has your back. Your dad loves you. You might be a grown-up, and he's a grown-up, but he loves you. He's got your back, and he's a good wall of defense for you against media vultures like me. So thank you so much, Steve, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
Steve Bonus joining us from Eden. He lost his home yesterday.